Lying lips are an abomination unto the Lord. You might say, well, lying is no big deal. It is a big deal. And we as believers should have it as a policy never to lie, even when it costs us to tell the truth. We should have a policy never to lie, and we should have a policy to never twist the facts to make them be what we want them to be. And there's always a tendency to do that.
You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in awe of why you do, why you do, why you do. I'm in awe of you.
This is Corey from Bible Baptist Church in West Union, Ohio. You're listening to Here's Hope with Pastor Tim Carter. Let's listen to the message.
Proverbs, all right, turn to the book of Proverbs. God hates lying. Listen, God hates lying. He hates bold-faced lying. He hates deceitfulness. He hates it when people falsely accuse somebody of something that saying that they did that they really didn't do. God hates all that stuff. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6, we'll begin there. Chapter 6, verse number 16. This is not the only thing in the scripture that God hates. He hates a lot of really wrong things. And the reason God hates them is not just because because he's a God that has a bunch of rules. When people break these common rules of good relationships, people get hurt. When you lie, it does end up coming back on you, and it does hurt other people. Lying does hurt people. Proverbs 6:16 goes like this. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Now, let's just get this clear. This is in the context of these verses. There are a lot more things that are abominations to God if you go back into the Old Testament law. There's a lot of things that are abominations, things that God really, really, really hates. Solomon gives us seven things that God really hates. And most of these are things that even in our culture, people don't think that much about. And so number one, if you wanted to go through the list, number one, number two, is a proud look. Listen, in our culture, you can be arrogant and it's in fashion. It's in vogue, but it's never in fashion with God. And God hates lying in our culture. You know, what's a little lie? It's not that big of a deal. Well, listen, big deal. With God, it's a big deal. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. He hates every abortion. Listen, he hates every abortion. It's abominable to him. He hates every case of euthanasia. Grandma, grandpa, drink the Kool-Aid because you're a burden on your family and society. God hates every time that an innocent person is killed. Anyone who's on death row that's killed because they were falsely accused and they were innocent, God hates that. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. He hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations, that comes up with wicked things to do. He hates feet that are swift and running to mischief. And then what's interesting in this list of seven, that two really are one topic, and that is on the issue of lying. God hates a lying tongue. He hates a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. And the interesting thing is this, is almost all of these things are readily accepted in our culture. And in our culture, pride and lying and stirring up problems among people, those things are not really looked down upon like they should be in our culture and like they were. And I don't want to say in a better day, because the scripture says, don't say that, you know, the olden days were better days than these are. We're living in good days today too, right? But, you know, in a more godly day, these things were absolutely looked down upon and despised by God's people. But they're so commonplace. And lying and cheating is so commonplace in our culture. And I remind you of this, that in Israel, that they lived in a very dangerous day. The book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, where every brother would utterly supplant, and you couldn't even count on your relatives to be honest, to have your back on things that were right, that you couldn't trust anybody. And that's what happens in a culture where people lie and cheat and steal and manipulate the events to their purposes, that it comes to a point in a culture where you can't trust anybody. And we are quickly approaching that day. And this is why, if somebody said they purchased a vehicle a while back, and they're like, would you believe the amount of paperwork? And they, somebody signed up for something, for a job. Trust is breaking down. That's why written contracts are so important. And that's why bankruptcy laws and all kinds of things are constantly being reworked, because we're in a culture where people's word is not worth much anymore. And we're not going to like how it's going to go in the future. So this is why God, the basis of family, the basis of happy culture and good culture, of a church, for crying out loud, you have to deal truthfully. Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Lying lips are an abomination unto the Lord. You might say, well, lying is no big deal. It is a big deal. And we as believers should have it as a policy, never to lie, even when it costs us to tell the truth. We should have a policy never to lie, and we should have a policy to never to twist the facts to make them be what we want them to be. And there's always a tendency to do that. And in fact, Proverbs 13:5, a righteous man, he hates lying. A righteous man hates lying, Proverbs 13:5. He hates it. Don't just dislike lying, hates lying. Now, turn to Proverbs 22, all right? Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 20. And this is one I really would like for everybody to turn to. If you've got a Bible, we need to look and give some serious consideration. Proverbs 22, 20. Have not I written to thee excellent things? Solomon says, this whole book of Proverbs up to this point is just wisdom, wisdom. And my son, listen to me. Here's general wisdom. But now specifically, he says these words. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge all along? Listen, all 21 chapters leading up to this has been excellent things and counsel and knowledge. And his purpose is, he says, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth. Why am I going through this Proverbs series? Because I want this congregation, and we by and large know these things, but we need to know for certain what truth is. Now here's why. If you go to Proverbs 24, the Bible says, every man kisses the lips of him that speaks the truth. And you want to talk about, now truth is not always popular in a culture, but you will have to recognize this. While truth is not always popular in a culture, people don't like being lied to. And when someone asks us, they may not like our answer. There have been times that people have had to tell me the truth about some things that I needed to get in line in my own life. And they told me the truth, and I didn't like it in the moment. But a week later, or a month later, or a year later, I could have kissed them for being honest enough to tell me the truth, even though I did not want to hear it in that moment or that day. With me? You know, because the tendency is that we candy coat things because we don't want to offend people. Listen, we speak the truth in love. And as Christians, we need to be people of truth. But to speak truth, you got to know truth. To speak truth, you got to know the truth. And Solomon says to his son, he says, look, I have given you all these things, excellent things of knowledge. I've given you in counsel, so that you could know when you said something, you could know that you were telling the truth. Now listen, in any area where we go against the teachings of God, we are ultimately going to find out that we were wrong or that we were liars. That's why it is so important that when we're giving advice to people, you need, even though you may not understand it today 100%, you need to go with God's wisdom, because God is always right about everything. This is why I emphasize that constantly around this church. God is right about everything. And there's a lot of things that I didn't understand when I was younger, how that could possibly be true. But as I'm getting older, I am confirmed that God was right when I was a teenager. And he, for sure, I know that he is right today, because you just need you some years and some time to see those things come to pass. All right, now, Proverbs 22, verse number 20. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. You need to know what's right so you can give right advice. Why? Proverbs 24:26. For every man shall kiss the lips of him that gives a right answer. God hates lying. And the truth is, in this world, you will ultimately, it may not be in the day, but ultimately you will be rewarded for telling the truth. You might say, well, I lost a job for telling the truth. You may have lost that job for telling the truth. But I guarantee you this, that God has the capacity and the ability to get you another job that's better. It's not us telling the truth that got us in trouble. It's how we told the truth that got us in trouble. Are you listening to me? Most times in life, it's not telling the truth that got us in trouble. It's how we told the truth that got us in trouble. Now think about it. You might say, so me up in my boss's face screaming at him. Yeah, well, that wasn't smart. And if you lost your job like that, you probably didn't lose your job because you told the truth. You probably lost your job because you were insubordinate. Think about it. You might say, preacher, do you just try to make us mad? I'm not trying to make you mad. We just need to deal with the truth. Speak the truth in love. Every man kisses the lips of him that gives a right answer. Every man, that's pretty broad, isn't it? Every man kisses the lips of him that gives a right answer. Every man kisses the lips of him that gives a right answer. Because ultimately, while we may, as sinners, enjoy lying, none of us like to be lied to.
You've been listening to Here's Hope, a ministry of Bible Baptist Church. Check us out online at hearshope.org. You can contact us by writing to Bible Baptist Church, P.O. Box 487, West Union, Ohio 45693, or by calling us at 937-544-1818. If you don't already attend another church, we'd love for you to give us a try. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great week. You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in all why you do. You do, you do, you do. What have I done to deserve your son? Sent to die for me. What can I give? I want to live. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in awe. Why you do? Why you do? You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. The way you do, the way you
as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord. There ain't nobody as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
Well, I know He is the King.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
I know He is the King of Kings.
Ain't nobody but my Lord.
He is the Lord of all.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
He is the Lord of great and small.
Ain't nobody but my Lord.
There ain't nobody
as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
Well, there ain't nobody
as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
He is a help in time of need.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
Yes, He supplies all of my need.
Ain't nobody but my Lord.
I know He is the great I am.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
Oh, when I can't, I know He can.
Ain't nobody but my Lord.
There ain't nobody
as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
Well, there ain't nobody,
no, as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
Yes, He is my everything.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
He makes me shout, He makes me sing.
Ain't nobody but my Lord.
Well, He has saved me from my sin.
Ain't nobody but Jesus.
He still gives me peace within.
But my Lord, He is the resurrection, the truth, the life, the way. There is no one like Him, and I just have to say, there ain't nobody as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord. There ain't nobody as good as my Jesus. There ain't nobody as good as my Lord.
Where I've been or what I've done, I'm never alone. For the blood of Jesus has washed me clean. I'm an heir to the throne thanks to Calvary. And that same blood still flows for the lost.
There is a fountain that flows from heaven. There is a stream that flows from the throne.
He came to me one happy day. I asked him to save me, oh, praise his name. Like the woman at the well, he told me all I'd done. Then he saved my weary soul, and he cleansed me how the glory did roll. When I called on his name, I was changed. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. Well, I was washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved.
A fire in my bones. I want to tell of my new home. Like Jeremiah, I must tell of Jesus' love. For I was washed in his blood. Yes, I bathed in the crimson flood. And one of these days I'm gonna be leaving for heaven, my home.
Well, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. Well, I was washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. I was washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. I've been saved.
I've been saved
by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again.
Well, I was
washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved.
Well, I was
washed and sanctified when the blood was applied.
My Lord has never, ever, ever turned down one lost soul.
Jesus went a-healing and making sick men whole. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee, and then he saved their soul. He gave his life for everyone when he died on that cross. And that is proof enough that Jesus saves the lost.
My Lord has never, ever, ever turned down one lost soul. My Lord has never given up on his children, this I know, I know.
He's never turned one lost sinner away.
He's never turned his back on one who's gone.